Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Tony Busby live on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Joined us for a half hour. This is part one of the interview, and I just immediately started by asking Tony Busby, what has this process been like? Going back to when we first found out that there were one accuser to now 22, the no criminal charges, et cetera. What is the process of defending the 22 women claiming sexual misconduct against Deshaun Watson? What has that process been like?
Well, you know, people have criticized because, you know, I was very hesitant at the beginning, as you know, to even take the case, just because I had taken a few cases like this in the past, and it's so hard on the plaintiffs. I mean, it's just, they get roundly vilified, and it you know, these cases have a life of their own, and certainly I never expected that there would be more than 20 people who would come forward. I expected there would be, you know, some, just because this kind of conduct that's been alleged, you know, it's not the kind of thing that somebody does only once. It's very weird, and it's kind of just very off the wall. So, you know, one of the things I told one of my young lawyers was, you know, the likelihood, if he did this once, he probably did it more than once. But when this all started out, I don't think anybody, I certainly did not predict that it would become this big of a deal. I thought that, you know, I've handled cases similar to this. The one that's probably most similar is the case I handled against Stanley Marsh, who created Cadillac Ranch. He was alleged to have assaulted more than 30 young boys, and that was just a gut-wrenching process. It was huge news, of course, in West Texas. He was ultimately indicted. The case is resolved. Hopefully I did some kind of good for those young men, and that was the end of it. This thing has, you know, gone on a lot longer. And, you know, most of the folks in Houston and Texas are very familiar with the case. But now that Deshaun Watson has moved on to Northeast Ohio, you know, it's a whole different market. And so we just went through the whole thing again. And now here we are going through it even again because, you know, the NFL might finally take some sort of action. So, you know, it's been a roller coaster. You know, good things have happened for the case, things that are not so good have happened for the case. But what has remained the same, and what I've been most proud of, is how resolute these women are, and how courageous they are, and how brave they've been, and, you know, how they've just hung in there, and everything that's been thrown at them. And they have just, they have a lot of fortitude, and it makes me very, very proud of them. And, you know, I admire them for that because, you know how sports fans are. I don't need to tell you. Some of these sports fans are just, you know, to the detriment of victims, they love their team. They love their player. And that's one of the things I tried to explain early on to a few of these plaintiffs, like, you know, there's going to be people. It doesn't matter if this was on video. They are going to criticize, vilify, hate on you, do nasty things, say nasty things. You know, everybody's very brave when they're on Twitter, especially when, you know, you think that Deshaun was. What I always thought was interesting is most of the people that defend Deshaun Watson and what he is alleged to have done the most, and who criticize and call names to these women the most, are people that Deshaun Watson doesn't know, would never know, and he doesn't care anything about them. But they were still you know, say these nasty things. And I've received death threats, as you probably know. Many of these women have received death threats, some of the most vile things that people say. So, you know, it's I'm a Marine, of course, and I'm used to being, you know, I've been through some things that, that maybe my skin is a little thicker than others, but people can be quite nasty. So it's been a range of emotions, but what has remained the same is the cases continue to get stronger. Things keep coming out that makes the case even stronger. And if God willing, we're going to be able to try one of these cases. And people, I think it's going to, a lot of these naysayers and these people that have been so nasty are going to have to eat their words. And I'm looking forward to that.
Talking to Tony Busby here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, the attorney for the 22 accusers of Deshaun Watson. What do you say to the notion that you took this case on for attention? And Tony Busby just loves attention. I guess, what is your reaction to that, that Tony Busby took these cases on for clout?
It's about as the stupidest thing that somebody could say. And I think she's been roundly laughed at for saying something like that. I mean, you know, I ran for mayor of this town. You know, when I go try cases, you know, 90% of the jury panels know who I am, and they have opinions, right or wrong. I certainly would not take a case that's cost me a lot of money, that's cost to the exclusion of other cases I could be working on. I believe in these cases. I believe in these women. I believe in this cause. You know, when I first decided to take the case, it was, of all people, it was one of my daughters who told me, "Dad, this is why you went to law school." I would, if it were anybody else that I had any respect for that would say something like that, it would probably be insulting. But based on what I know about my opponents, I'm not too concerned. I mean, they are grasping at straws. So they've thrown everything they can think of to see what will stick. And I guess the latest one is let's attack Tony Busby. But, you know, I've been attacked before. I'm not too concerned about it. But I think we all saw that gambit that they tried fell flat, because think about what they're suggesting. They're suggesting that 22 women got together and lied. That I guess their unsaid thing is that I got 22 women together who I'd never met before and know nothing about up until this case, who didn't know each other, from four different states, to lie so I could increase my social media presence. That's pretty stupid, I think.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's kind of saying that you're conspiring to get these women together to basically take down one of the most popular quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, I guess if you take the next logical step, that's the case. There's a lot of arrogance in that, I think. Contrary to, I guess, you know, I'm not on sports radio. I'm not in the sports world. I never thought about Deshaun Watson 1 second until I got the first call. I mean, it's not something that's part of my, you know, daily routine, thinking about Deshaun Watson or that kind of stuff. So it's so ridiculous. It's one of those kind of just asinine, ridiculous allegations that people make when they're grasping for straws. It's almost impossible to me to even come up with some response to it because it's so stupid. I did see that, and I watched the special, and I was surprised to see that because, just so we're clear, you know, Rusty Hart and his team, they don't do a lot of civil cases. They do a lot of criminal cases, and I think they do very well at that. If I were somebody accused of something, they may be Rusty, not about his team, but Rusty would be a person I would call. He knows what he's doing in the criminal process. There's no doubt about that. But if I were facing civil liability, that'd be the last person I would call. So I just kind of consider the source when people make those kind of claims, because that kind of stuff, those kind of allegations don't work. It doesn't work. Attacking the lawyer on the other side, especially, you know, somebody who, you know, I've done pretty well for myself in the courtroom. I hope I've done well because people see that I don't try to snow people. I don't try to pull the wool over their eyes. If there's a weakness, I let them know about the weakness. I always see it when the lawyers resort to attacking me, they're really grasping. They're desperate. So on the one hand, of course, nobody likes to have mean things said about them. But on the other hand, as far as the case goes, I think it kind of tells you where we are in the case, that they've given up arguing the law, that they're giving up on arguing the facts. They're not attacking. They had the opportunity to attack the credibility of a particular case, and instead they chose to take their little 10 minutes of fame, if you will, and attack me. And it is what it is. And, you know, when the good news is for me, when we get to the trial, you know, I hope they do that, because if they do that, you know, they're sunk.
You said, we're talking to Tony Busby here on Sports Radio 610. You said something that triggered my exact follow-up, and my question is this. Why would they say, because you said they're grasping, so why would they say repeatedly no to an interview request from HBO in your mind, and then all, in the 11th hour, all of a sudden say, we want to be on there?
I've got to give Mr. Hart, Rusty, credit. You know, he's, for somebody who says he's given up on the you know, winning the court of public opinion, they sure have been trying. You know, he did everything he could. You know, his face was on every camera he could get in front of to try to lessen the blow. And let's be clear, that the so-called blow from HBO was,
I didn't understand what the payoff was of that, because when Gumbel came on and said at the last minute they want to do something, as an observer I'm sitting there thinking, damn, they must have something real intense here. And then she says the stuff she said, and I was like, what, they needed to get that in?
That's it. I thought you had some kind of silver bullet was going to exonerate your client. You keep saying, what I've never understood is, you know, I've talked to Rusty about this, is like, you keep claiming that you want to clear your client's name. You keep saying that. I've given you the opportunity to try the first case in July. I cleared my calendar to do it. I've been over backwards to give you all the information you claim you need to do that. But then when push comes to shove, you don't want to do it. And then you have an opportunity with you know, HBO. I was told by one of the producers when they came to interview these plaintiffs that this is one of the longest running shows on TV. Apparently it has a wide viewership. You know, you had a chance to talk. I mean, your client's no longer pleading the fifth. He had a chance to talk. They just didn't want to face the hard questions. And then at the ninth hour, Ms. Graham goes on and her gambit, her position is to attack me. I think we agree that fell flat, but I want to make sure people remember kind of where this all started and what we've kind of learned. Here's a guy who admits in deposition he is a world-class athlete. He is a one-of-a-kind talent, and I'm not suggesting he's being arrogant about it. I think he is that, and he can have any trainer that he wants in the world. He has a personal quarterback coach, all of the resources of the Texans organization. He was a star. But instead of using those resources, he leaves the facility and he drives all the way to Manville. And the listeners will understand what I'm talking about, near Pearland, 45 minutes in traffic to meet somebody who's not even a licensed massage therapist, bringing with him and sitting on the street in his you know, $200,000 car with a small towel and a non-disclosure agreement, waiting for her to go to her mother's house, and she's flattered and she's excited because Deshaun Watson wants a massage, and that's one of the things that she was trying to develop that business, and insists that nobody be at the house. Where in what world is that normal? that's not normal conduct. And that happened time and time again with different women every single time. And so, you know, when we're talking about normal conduct and what's expected conduct, that right there in my mind tells the tale. And now that Watson's legal team has admitted what I already knew to be the case, which was there were some women that he met, and at least with the 22, he finally admits that there was sex, although I had to force him to say it in one of the depositions. Now we know, my position has always been, he was seeking these women out off Instagram, not for massage, but for something else. But he wasn't telling them that. And he was springing it on them in the session. So here they are, starry-eyed, and thinking they're going to increase and do something good for their business. And then the next thing you know, this thing takes an ugly turn. And they're trying to normalize that. And that's not normal conduct. And that's what the case is going to be about. And, you know, Rusty Harden and his team can attack me. He can attack the plaintiffs. He can attack, you know, just go into attack mode. But at the end of the day, that's conduct that is just not conduct that's normal. And it's very hard to defend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking to Tony Busby here on In the Loop on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. The other thing that stuck out with the HBO thing, and look, we can take in all the information. You can have your doubts on one end. You can have your doubts on the other. We try to go off of facts instead of hearsay. They flat out came out and said, and they being the woman from Rusty's law firm, that there were only three acts of consensual sex, which is what she said. And she took it a step further and said that the women came on to Deshaun after the massage. Is that what the cross-examination is going like? Is that the claim that he just went there to get a massage and then all of a sudden the massage ends and the woman just suggests that? Is that what you're being told too?
That's their position. Because, you know, I've maintained all along that the reason he brought the towel was because he did not want to leave his DNA there. I've maintained that from the beginning, because it's very strange for you to go to a massage session and bring your own towel when most massage therapists have draping and a table and so forth. But he insisted on using his own towel, which he brought with him, which, you know, he no longer has, just so we're all clear. Of the depositions I've taken of him, I've only taken one of the 22. I think we're about halfway through where he's finally admitted that there was, first he said there was no sex. And then I kept pressing him. He said, oh yes, there was oral sex. Now this is a woman who claimed, and we pled, and I think she's incredibly believable and makes a great witness and a very believable and consistent story that he basically threatened her to perform these acts. But his position is that the massage was over and then she came back into the room and asked him, could she perform oral sex on him? Now, you know, I guess there are great lawyers in the country, and there are great lawyers in the state of Texas, but I'm still waiting to see the lawyer who is going to make that case. But that's their position, and it's pretty ridiculous. It doesn't you know, meet the smell test, but that's their position, that the women asked for it, that the women requested it, but only
all three.
Yeah, and I think the only reason he admits that is because it's kind of like and this is just my thought. Mm-hmm. The reason he finally admitted that he apologized to Ashley Solis is because we have his text messages. Now, let's remember, he has no direct messages. He provided no text messages. He changed phones after that massage session and changed numbers. He deleted all of his direct messages on Instagram. But we have them. And so he had to come up with a story with Ashley Solis as to why he would send her a message where he apologized.
Now, Rusty said that leaked testimony or whatever was inaccurate.
Rusty's a gaslighter. I'm sorry to use that phrase, but I had several different people use that phrase with me about Mr. Harden, basically denying something that is pretty clear. You know, the message is clear. He apologized. The deposition testimony is clear. I don't know if he's trying to make a distinction between crying and being teary-eyed. Maybe that's his distinction. I'm not sure what his distinction is, but there's no doubt that Deshaun Watson testified at two or three times during that sworn testimony that Ms. Solis was teary-eyed and in the session, and then he sent a follow-up apology, and she never responded to it. And the same is true with I think they believed that, because I've mentioned several times that you know, why did you bring the towel? I think they were concerned that there were DNA issues, and so they've, you know, admitted that there was sex, but now they say it was consensual. I mean, this is just, you know, they're doing what they can to defend their client, and I would suggest they're doing what they can to defend the indefensible.
Tony, you've mentioned the towels and the DNA a couple of times, and it strikes me that's something that you were trying to acquire for those purposes, and you're saying they no longer exist.
According to Deshaun, and this is just his sworn testimony, because we've talked about this towel many times. I mean, it's you know, I went to law school, and I've represented the governor, and I've handled you know, cases that settled for billions of dollars, and I spent hours talking about a towel.
But I'm guessing you're looking for, like, all the instances, so all these towels are no longer around. That's what you've been looking for.
According to Deshaun Watson, yeah. I mean, there's no way for me to confirm that. You know, I've asked for the towel. The towel, I'm told, doesn't exist. You know, what he can't explain is why he would bring – I mean, let's just look at it from just the perspective of just everyday behavior. You're in a world-class facility at NRG with world-class trainers, massage therapists, physical therapists, coaches, et cetera, and you leave there, and you get in your car and you drive to Manville, and you bring your own towel, and you bring your own non-disclosure agreement that you claim somebody left in your locker to help you protect yourself, according to his deposition testimony. That seems a little bit suspect. Yeah. And when you're asked over and over, why would you need to bring your own towel? There's no answer, or you get a different answer every time. So I don't know. I believe in the collective wisdom of juries, and I think people will see what that's all about.
This just resonates with me. You mentioned trial a couple of times. Is that where you're headed, or what is your confidence level of a settlement?
I have never, other than at the very beginning, I sent a letter asking for a mediation, and I had some dealings with a lawyer out of Los Angeles before Mr. Harden was hired, where we made it, you know, they called it hush money, but it was just a basic demand that you do in every case, you know. They rejected it. They wanted to negotiate, and I said, we're not negotiating. That was at the very beginning of the Ashley Solis case. There have been efforts by Harden's team to say that I was asking for hush money. Well, obviously, that's just common practice in civil litigation. We had a mediation early on in the process. It didn't get anywhere. Mr. Harden has went to the public and said that it failed because I insisted on a non-disclosure agreement. Well, that's pure foolishness. That's not true. There was another effort that they made, that Miami Dolphins made very hard in October of last year because they were trying to trade for Deshaun. And whether it was Harden's team or the Dolphins, whomever it was, they had a very aggressive non-disclosure agreement. And many of my clients said, we're never going to sign it. So I shouldn't say many. There were about four that said, we're not going to do it or the money was insufficient. But whatever the case may be, we didn't settle. Since then, there's been no talks about it. I certainly haven't raised it. You know, I'm preparing the case to try because I think we're at a point because there's so much interest. I think it warrants a public trial, and I'm pretty darn confident about it, which is why I said, you know what, I'll cut my vacation short in July because when Mr. Harden told me that he had the second 2 weeks of July available, I said, I will cut my vacation short. And I will absolutely, we'll set that time aside and we'll try Ashley Solis's case. And he just won't do it. Now, he may have his own reasons for refusing to do it. I'm not suggesting that, but I've given him every opportunity to try these cases, to try the first case. And I think that's where it's going. And I'm looking forward to it.
Can you elaborate on the arrogance that you referred to early on and the word arrogant that you used earlier in this interview?
Yeah. I will. I mean, I'm look, Rusty Harden had great success in the criminal realm in his career. I would never, you know, try to take away from that. But we are in the civil realm. It's a whole different ball game. And I know the cases that I can win. I know the cases that are challenging. When a lawyer resorts to, you know, they don't have a defense other than attacking me, they got a real problem. And some of the statements that have been made in the press, some of the statements that have been made in deposition demonstrates to me that these guys probably might be a little bit out of their depth. The largest verdict that was entered last year in the city of Houston, larger than mine, I used to have one of the largest verdicts in Harris County, which is where we're going to try this case. But another lawyer, a very good lawyer, former state bar president, won a $352 million verdict last year. And you want to take a guess who the defense lawyer was?
Rusty.
Oh, Rusty.
The lawyer that defended the case, yeah. So, you know, I guess, and again, I mean, every case is different. This case is, you know, this case has a lot of strength. And a lot of the foolishness and the noise that you hear about the case, you know, the jury's going to hear about, of course, the background of Ashley Solis, what kind of person she is, what her business was like, and they're going to hear from her. Then they're going to hear from Deshaun Watson. But we're going to go into how this all came about, what his conduct was, why he was doing this, if he had a practice of doing this, what he was looking for. Maybe, you know, my position is going to be, you know, he went there with one thing in mind. She went there with something completely different. And, you know, he went too far. And I think that's pretty much what happened in many of these instances. That's what I'm going to prove. And we're going to let a jury decide that. And the good news is, you know, I won't say anything about myself, but we're going to have good lawyers on the other side. So when we win the case, nobody will say that Deshaun Watson didn't have a good lawyer.
Why no criminal charges? Rusty Harden described the criminal investigation as like a high five moment. I think that's what he said. He said he was very happy that there was going to be a criminal investigation. Why no criminal charges? And why was Rusty Harden so excited for that?
I will encourage you to pay attention to an article that's coming out about that entire process. A lot of things I learned about how that all went down that I didn't know about. You know, I as you probably know, several years back, I was hired to defend Governor Perry when he was indicted and got a really crash course in criminal law in the grand jury process. And the old adage is, of course, that you can indict, if the DA wants to do it, you can indict a ham sandwich. But the opposite of that is true. If the DA doesn't want to indict, the DA won't get an indictment. And I think what we'll learn as some of those details come out is that the DA didn't have the stomach to indict this case, even though the evidence suggested that there should be an indictment. And I think what we're going to learn, and again, I'll wait for the article to come out because I think it's going to be very well resourced, sourced, I should say, and very, very well supported, is that Mr. Hardin and his team were heavily involved in that process. Our camp wasn't involved in it at all. And like I say, Rusty Hardin is a criminal lawyer. He's well versed in that. But I think he and his team are outside their depth in the civil process. And I'll let the article speak for itself. I think it'll come out in the next week or so, and you'll learn a lot more about how the criminal law process worked, who actually appeared in front of the grand jury, what they were presented. Again, I don't know anything about that other than what I've learned from sources after the fact. But I think it'll be very eye-opening as to why there was no indictment in cases that are this strong.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What do you make of them saying that you solicited clients? Is it typical that like there are multiple lawyers coming at people? What's your reaction to that?
No, I think it's pretty common that, you know, a lawyer files a case and it gets covered in the press, that's who the victims call. I mean, as an example, in the Stanley Marsh case, we had almost 30 cases, I think, and I represented every one of those young boys. I represented 14,000 people in the BP oil spill. I think that's a real red herring. But it is true that there were other lawyers involved in this case, but they referred the case to me. So I hear the argument. I guess, you know, when you hear it and you hear it fast and you don't think about it, I guess that's persuasive in some way. But I don't think anybody that looks at it carefully thinks that makes any difference. I mean, it'd be one thing if this law firm, you know, we have 19 lawyers and a staff of 100, we don't advertise. We handle some of the biggest cases in the state and the country. And we get calls from all over the country on cases. And I've just been blessed that I've been able to choose the cases that I choose to work on. And sometimes I'm representing, you know, high level executives. Sometimes I'm representing families who've lost a loved one. So I'm blessed that I get to pick and choose. But I don't think it's unusual for one law firm to receive referrals from other lawyers. You know, a victim may contact law firm A and then they refer the case to me. Especially, you know, when I'm going to put my time, effort, brand, and resources behind the case. So, again, it reminds me a little bit of what Miss Graham said on the HBO special. It's I guess there's some people that would buy into that, but I think most thinking people see that's silly.
All right, Tony, we appreciate the time. Is there anything else that you want to get out? Anything else you want to reply to, or anything else that you would like? I guess the city of Houston and our listeners to know.
If anybody, I was very impressed with Ashley Solis's testimony and interview on the HBO special. I was impressed with that. I mean, they questioned me for about 45 minutes, and they asked me some many of the same questions that you've asked. And But Ashley has been resolute, consistent, and courageous, and I'm just so proud to represent her and the rest of the plaintiffs in the case. And hopefully, God willing, we'll try these cases. And I think a lot of people who are so negative and critical, they're going to be left eating their words.
Tony Busby on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Tony, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.
Okay. Bye bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.